Hi, this is Brenda Berg, and this is Watching the Week in Light of Bible Prophecy. I am taking my mother's place today. She is on the beach in Florida, and she is with a bunch of her good praying friends, her Sparkies, and they are getting touching heaven and doing business in heaven. And speaking of heaven, what I have from the Lord in my spirit is heaven, heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem. And then I have also watching and praying. These three areas I want to touch on. Since we are born of heaven and citizens of heaven, I would like to begin with the church and who we are. My sister, as you know, Shelley, her husband recently went on to be in, he actually moved to heaven. And so she is very much more aware of heaven, and we were talking yesterday about heaven and things along this nature. And it just made, it brought up, there's a more awareness of who we are. And then the Lord was kind of dealing with me around about Jerusalem. And when I speak Jerusalem, I'm talking about the heavenly Jerusalem, not earthly Jerusalem. Not right now, earthly Jerusalem. I'll get to that later. Because our home is heaven. And we are citizens in heaven. It says that in Galatians 4:26. It says, but the Jerusalem that is above is our mother. So if Jerusalem, as a born-again Christian, the heavenly Jerusalem is our mother. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he told him that. He said, unless you be born again. Well, in the margin it says, born from above. So we are actually, our spirits recreated are from this heavenly sphere. Our citizenship, our prayers, who we are in Christ, is all in the heavenlies. Everything is heavenly. If we forget that, if we become earthly, we lose our edge. I want to say this quote that I got out of a book that I like to read after. And this man says, his name is Clarence Larkin, the great mistake that the church has made in this dispensation is appropriating to her the promises of earthly conquest and glory which belong exclusively to Israel in the millennium or the kingdom age. As soon as the church enters in alliance with the world, she loses her spiritual power and becomes helpless as a redeeming force. In Hebrews 12:22, it says, speaking to the church, but you have not come to earthly Mount Zion, but you have come to heavenly Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. So, as he so eloquently said, if we become earthly minded as Christians, we lose our edge in our identity. If we try to take care of situations in our lives in the natural, there are some things you have to do in the natural, but it should be forced. It should be getting your headquarters from the spirit and in the spirit. We are a spirit. We live in a body, and we have a mind, will, and emotions. But number one, we are a spirit. There is no other peoples like this. When God created the church, he created a new species. And if we forget that, we lose our edge in this life. We have one law, the heavenly law of love. Not earthly love, but agape love. God's kind of love in us. And it's only through this as a church that we can operate this. We have one language, the Holy Spirit, that we speak. We even speak another heavenly language. So we are different. I believe that God is bringing heaven back to us. I think for many a time, we said, well, we're going to go to heaven one day. We don't need to teach about heaven. You don't realize you should be going in and out of heaven every single day, as it is Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, heavenly Jerusalem, where we do business with God, very much our job assignment. And not to look at heaven like that's just way out there. It's our job assignment. It's what God has called us to do. It's who we are. It's our essence. If we go any other way, we lose our edge and we are not productive. We are working with Jesus in the heavenlies, working with him together, working his will. Okay, number two, I want to talk about earthly Jerusalem. Earthly Jerusalem, it was 40 years this year, 1967, that Israel gained earthly Jerusalem. I don't know if I made myself clear. I don't want you to get confused. The heavenly Jerusalem is the church. The earthly Jerusalem, that Jerusalem over there in Israel belongs to the Jews. They regained it in 1967. And basically, to Jerusalem is when you touch Jerusalem, you touch God's heart. You touch a nerve of his that's very strong. There's a saying, don't mess with Texas. And God probably has don't mess with Jerusalem. And I want to give you a couple of scriptures on that. There's gobs of them. I think it would behoove you to look the scriptures on earthly Jerusalem, also heavenly Jerusalem too. There's a lot in Revelations and then Galatians and also in Hebrews. But of course, the Old Testament, the earthly Jerusalem written to the Jews. Earthly Jerusalem, I'm looking at Zechariah 1, 14 through 6. The angel spoke to me and said, proclaim this. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped with evil intent. Therefore, says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem, his house, his temple. Zechariah 8, I, Jerusalem, holy city. And then this, in Zechariah 8, this was the top of the, you know how they'll have like topics on the top and let you kind of know what they're talking about. Holy city of the future. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal. With great fervor, I am zealous for her. I will dwell in Zion. I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord, O host, the holy mountain. And Zechariah 12, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces. So basically, the Lord is talking about a specific time when all the nations come against Jerusalem. But you can also take this principle. If you touch Jerusalem, you enter into judgment. Whenever David, I was reading this in my daily Bible lesson, whenever David went to get, you heard the story about David and when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant and Uzzah, he touched it and he died because they didn't carry it the correct way that the Lord wanted them to carry it. It upset David and he left it at this man's house. And this man was blessed for 3 months. And I'm not exact, it might be it's 2.5, but it was close to 3 months, maybe a little over 3 months. Well, David wanted to go get it and bring it to Jerusalem. Now, I just thought this story was interesting because David's bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem and he's very excited and he is saying some things and some prophecy comes out of his mouth, and the whole chapter of 1 Chronicles is really interesting. But I just wanted to give a few things of what David said. He said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him songs, talk of his wondrous work, glory in his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice. Seek the Lord, his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and his judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. Remember his judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in numbers, and strangers in it, and then on down to verse 20, when they came from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another, he permitted no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes. He said, don't touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. And I just kind of wanted to emphasize there in that little thing, you see the tie between Israel and Jerusalem and the earthly people of God, the nation of Israel, and the eternal millennial kingdom. And I kind of wanted to bring that out as number 3 point is watching and praying. And as members of the body of Christ, the Bible says that we are to, in 1 Peter 4:7-9, but the end of all things is at hand. Be you sober and watch unto prayer. So as the Lord has been telling me as a member of the heavenly Jerusalem to get your antennas up, there's a lot going on right now. Number one, we see where Blair is the Middle East envoy. Number two, democracy in the Middle East with Condoleezza Rice. Now, that's not going to happen because the PLO is demon. This is an eighth grade book. This came out on the news just yesterday. An eighth grade book that they're teaching, the PLO is teaching their children. And it says, O heroes, Allah has promised you victory. Do not talk yourselves into fight. Your enemies seek life while you seek death. They seek spoils to fill their empty stomachs while you seek a garden paradise. As wide as are the heavens and the earth, do not be anxious to meet your enemies, for death is not bitter in the mouth of the believers. These drops of blood that gush from your bodies will be transformed tomorrow into blazing red meteors that will fall upon the heads of your enemies. And this is in an eighth grade textbook of the PLO. These are the people that Condoleezza Rice wants to have a democracy, and these are the things they're teaching their children. So this cannot happen. This will not be, and there will not be, as you can see, what God has said concerning it. That's why the devil keeps wanting to stick his hands in there. And the 67, Condoleezza Rice wants to get this 1967 borders. 40 is a year of judgment. It's very important that we get in tune with the Spirit, get our antennas up, get in the flow, and speaking in our heavenly language as we are spirit beings, okay? This is Brenda Berg for Voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and this week's offer is The Mountains of Israel, The Bible and the West Bank by Norma Parrish Archbold. This offer is for $5, and it is very good. One of the things here on the back, it says the most precise, informative, and enlightening book I've ever read on the subject of Israel. That's by Mrs. Frieda Lindsay, the co-founder of Christ for the Nations. You will be very blessed. You can call 1-800-972-3447 or 1-417-336-4877. Shalom, shalom.